You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to the award-winning podcast, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, featuring business experts, industry disruptors, game changers, and thought leaders to help you navigate a constantly changing marketplace. Want to build a successful business and become known as an influential voice in your industry? The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will show you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. This is episode 266, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become that influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, if you strap on a rocket on a bike, it will flip. You've got to start again. You have to rebuild the rocket. Now, joining me on today's show is Lucy Preble. Lucy is the owner and director of GSD Enterprises, a global marketing agency that specializes in working with business coaches, health coaches, life coaches, and consultants. GSD is the execution machine behind the visionaries who are making big changes in the world. And some traumatic incidents and personal experiences awoke her and kickstarted her self-development journey. Now, Lucy's passion stems from her struggles during her schooling and resistance to conformity in the education system. And practicing what her clients preach, Lucy is currently location-free, living and running her business out of Bali. Now, for those of you who are listening to the audio version, you've got to go to the Facebook page where we shared this live, and you'll see that she's got a beautiful backdrop of a pool behind her. So she really is running her business out of Bali. Now, on today's show, Lucy is going to share the importance of detaching from outcomes in your business and always doing your best without expectation. She's going to talk about the steps to take that you need to take to unkink your life, to get back into alignment with yourself, your business, and your dreams, as well as the power of daily routines to get into flow state to achieve 1 week's worth of work in 5 hours. Welcome to the show, Lucy.
Yeah, thanks, Anne-Marie. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And thanks for allowing me to share my space.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful. I will just make sure I will look out and pretend that we are chatting across the table from one another and I'm there too. It's incredible, isn't it, that changing your environment can really change the whole outlook, our whole perception, our whole even productivity levels. And of course, you are there in beautiful Bali. Just share with us. I said already in the introduction that you went through some challenges yourself, and often we do require some challenges to have us rethink what's going on, and that can catapult us in a whole new direction, which of course is what happened to you. But just take us back to that time, if you would, just a little bit of background so we can kind of grasp where you're coming from.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, as you were saying, it's funny, you're talking about the creativity and how changing your environment can make such drastic change in your life. And I completely agree with that. Live, eat, and breathe it. I believe that, you know, there's three core things that you need to be at your utmost state, and that's get your energy right, your environment right, and your element right. Yes. And moving here to Bali like allowed me to have that massive shift. So I'll take you a little bit back to where I was. I was living in New Zealand. I might go back a little bit further back to when I first kind of started my business. As you said, school was a little bit tricky for me, and because of that, I never really liked authority. I decided to go to university and start and do a business degree because, you know, I didn't want anyone else to be my boss. Out of university, I started working for a business coach. He was working clients one-on-one, making maybe $5,000 a month, not doing a lot. Didn't have a lot of time, didn't have a lot of money, was quite restricted on that front. And I went and started working with some of the biggest coaches and consultants in the world, and we transitioned him from one-to-one to one-to-many, and then grew his business exponentially in the next few years. He's now turning over nearly $200,000 a month. And then when we kind of got those systems in place, because that was kind of my genius and that was kind of my identity and where I saw myself, I was working so many hours just trying to like get everything working for him. That was really important to me. And then systemizing, just working the office, going back and back, round and round and round and round, round day to day to day. Yeah. And then I went and took a 3.5 month trip to South America, systemized a few things for him, came back, stepped in the door, had made quite a lot of money while I'd been gone, and he actually sat down and he made me redundant. And that was kind of the first start to allow me to flip, to realize, whoa, I've been building this person's business for so long, and been, you know, working 70 hours a week, running myself ragged. I had bad skin. I was out of shape. I was really unhealthy. Literally, I was living, eating, breathing, like work, and my relationships were crumbling. I was in a 9-year relationship at the time that was crumbling. My relationships, my friends, my family, they weren't very good. And to be honest, yeah, I had money, but I wasn't really too happy with where I was going.
Wow. It takes, as I said, it takes sometimes a real challenge like that to have you really start to reflect, you know, what's going on. I'm sure you can look back now, and whilst that may have been the worst thing at that time that could have happened, it's probably been the best, because you would not be where you are today in beautiful Bali. So let's talk about detaching from the outcomes, because I'm sure that you in that role, you generated so much success. You realized what your genius was. You know, sometimes the schooling system often doesn't really allow you to nurture that. So you found that, which is fabulous. So many people still are searching for that. So that's great that you did that. You started then, of course, to build this business, and you probably had your whole life, or at least the number of years following, mapped out, but you've now had to shift. So what are some of the insights you want to share about detaching from the outcomes? Because we can be so set on those outcomes, because we were always told, set goals, set goals, set goals. What insights do you have?
Yeah, 100%. I think the major thing for that was actually, because it's only even recently that I've had my business for just over 2 years now. And after I got made redundant, I stepped into a role of kind of a glorified marketing manager for a lot of people. There are a lot of people in the industry, the coaches and consultants, that need marketing managers, but they can't afford them. Right. So I ended up being a marketing manager for about like 6 to 7 of them were my capacity. And I ended up just continuing to run the clock and do the exact same thing for them. And even was working, I pretty much bought myself another job.
Yes.
And the reason I bought myself a job is because I didn't take the time to take a step backwards and ask myself, hold up, what's actually getting them the most success? And because I was continuing to run the clock and try and plug in 10 different things for, you know, 6-7 different people at a time, completely obsessed with the outcome, saying, if we do this, this will be the outcome, because that's what I've got the results for my clients before. And if we do this, this will be the outcome. And if we do this, this will be the outcome. And then throwing everything at it, you know, to the point that I'm working until 1-2 o'clock in the morning to make sure things are aligning, because there's so many different pieces of software that I've got to put together. Yeah. And then it actually comes around to the day. And, you know, sometimes the results aren't as good as what I thought, or maybe they're exponentially better, even if there were a couple of errors in the process. But I was finding myself being completely burnt out and stressed out because I was expecting a result from what I was doing.
Yes.
And in doing that, it caused a lot of stress, a lot of extra work. It caused me to create all of these new processes and systems that I really didn't need, that if I'd just focused on the core 80-20, the 20% that was getting clients, 80% of the results, and really streamlining and systemizing that, then I'd actually be able to detach the outcome, because I knew that that specific process that I implemented, you know, majority of the time would generally always work. And if it didn't, it just needed a couple of tweaks. And systemizing that allowed me to then detach from expectation that everything that I was going to do was going to be successful. Because that found me in a world of pain. I've found that as human beings, it's really important to have goals, but we generally always get to those goals if we work towards them, but in a completely different way. If we're fixated on the exact path to get there, it usually causes a massive disconnect, and that disconnect then creates a lot of frustration, because we're still trying to go down this path, but maybe the universe is trying to, you know, push us in other situations and other circumstances to actually get us there faster, will give us a better outcome than we ever even expected.
Yeah, such a great lesson in that. And I think often, you know, we do have an outcome, we set our goals, and when we don't achieve them, we think of it as failure, and we try and, you know, throw everything out. But it's the little mini milestones. And I think, you know, when we are looking at it's just as feedback. That's one of the greatest lessons that I learned from one of my mentors. It's not failure, it's just feedback. Look at the data, what's working well, what do you want to keep doing, and what do we need to change? That's the fact of business, isn't it? And I mean, gone, you know, how many people have you heard, other coaches and so forth, or business experts that say, create your course, get it set up, send an email to your email list, which you've been building, sit back and watch the money flow in. Now, it may take you years to get to that point, or a really good strategy that you can continue to reflect and look back. I mean, obviously there's key aspects to that, but often we've got a misconception around that, and the fact that, yes, set goals, get everything in place, but if it doesn't work out, don't give up, don't walk away, but rather, as you say, do your best, continue to do your best. What's been the biggest learning from that situation now that you adopt in your own business and really continue to impart to your clients, the learnings that you had from that? Would there be one major one?
Yeah, I think, you know, you actually just hit the nail on the head, Anne-Marie. Always doing your best. I think, you know, that's an integrity that I hold, that's a value I hold very, very high myself. That if I always do my best and I ensure complete responsibility of all outcomes, if that's, you know, my staff, if that's my clients,
yes,
if there's a conflict of any way, shape or form, it's because I created it. Everything I see, I created. So I'm taking on that responsibility. That's been a massive shift. And I was saying that I was detaching and trying to detach from outcomes and taking full responsibility of everything. And when something would happen and fall down, I'd take full responsibility for it, but I still wouldn't detach from the outcome. So when I detached from the outcome, took full responsibility and just was sure in myself that everything I did, I was doing my best.
Yeah.
That's when everything kind of just flowed and fell into place. And a couple of other funnels and key components I was using in the business kind of dropped off because they were becoming quite hard work, not getting as good a results. And I kind of just allowed myself to go, hey, simple is actually usually what works. And yeah, I mean, a quote that I like think about a lot is that, you know, the most expensive advice is usually the worst. And that's because the best advice is usually the cheapest, or it's free because everybody else is doing it. There are no real quick fixes to marketing, especially now in this day and age. I believe that everything's shifting from a lot of the go, 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 go to the nurture of building tribes and communities, and with the funnels, nurturing your prospects through them to let them know about kind of what you are, you know, who you are and how you work with people. And if they connect with you, then that's amazing. And if they don't, that's absolutely fine. You know, there's more than enough people out there in the world to go and sell your product.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people that we look and see and admire who've got a large audience, they've been building that up over many, many, you know, months, years, decades, in fact, in some instances. And we can often look at that and look at our numbers. And one of the things that I say, stop focusing on vanity numbers. There are people behind that. So if you're developing relationships with a small group of people, celebrate that, because it will continue to grow. And I'm often asked, how do I build my reach? How do I build influence? And I say to them, one message at a time, one person at a time, you know, speak to that audience of one, because they will grow and they will share. And I think when we do that, we completely, as you say, detach, and we continue just to do what we know and like and are passionate about. And when we look up, then we can see that audience there. Let's talk about the steps to take to unkink your life and get back in alignment with yourself, your business and your dreams. This is so important. So often we can get stuck in someone else's dream, someone else's model, and not really ask ourselves, what is it that we want?
100%. So I'll tell you a little bit of a story to how I got to there, actually. I've been running GSD. By the way, GSD stands for Get Shit Done.
Yes.
which is which is ironic because the majority of my clients are visionaries, right? Yeah. You know, they're coaches and consultants. They find flow sitting and talking to people and really like meeting them in their heart space and helping people, you know, whether it's to change their businesses, to, you know, change their lives, to change, you know, their health. So I'm the GSDer, the, you know, get shit done-er. So I was, and kind of flowing on from that, that's kind of been a blessing and a curse. It's an incredible little slogan for marketing. I'll tell you what, I've had my business for just over 2 years and I've never had to spend a dollar on marketing. That's about to change because I've systemized the process that, that works substantially well. But yeah, like blessing and a curse in terms of I'm so committed to getting something over the line. I've always been committed to getting something over the line. I'll promise the, a client something and I'll ensure that I deliver. And generally I want to over deliver. And if I, my mentality in life for a long time was if I'm not ahead, I'm behind. And you can imagine how much stress and pressure that put my body under. To the point that I got to, this was in about February 2018, I found myself like completely really bad skin. I was working 18 hour days, 6 to 7 days a week. I'd just got into a new relationship. I'd just made big changes in my life and everything in the business was going really well. I was making good money and this, that and the other. My clients were getting results, but I was just working way, way, way too much. And I decided it was time to take a break and I got a plane ticket, to Rarotonga, which is a tiny little island in the Pacific Islands. And I sat there for 10 days by myself. And it took me about 3 days to fully unwind and then start listening to actually what was in my head because I'd always been thinking ahead, always thinking ahead, always thinking ahead, struggling to be present. And I kind of figured out, hey, what I should be doing is kind of writing down where everything is in my life, ranking it from a scale of 1 to 10, because I'm very systematic, and figuring out what I need to do to ensure that, you know, those numbers go up. Because at the moment I was at burnout. And I pulled out Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week, and I hadn't read that for maybe like 5 or 6 years. And I scrolled to the back and Vilfredo Pareto's 80-20 was sitting in there. And I know 80-20. I do this day in, day out. So if the audience hasn't heard of 80-20, I'm sure you have, but just a brief background. So Vilfredo Pareto, he's an Italian philosopher. He, and I think it was like the late 1800s, he found a formula that pretty much had a flow on effect for the whole rest of the world. So the 80% or 20% of your inputs will create 80% of your outputs. And that is a flow on effect for everything. That's a flow on effect for your happiness, for your sadness, for your anger in your life. So for example, for your marketing, especially for me, that's been a really big one, that 20% of my clients' efforts in marketing will bring 80% of their results. And I did an 80-20 analysis over my entire life. My friendships, my communities, my relationships, my family, my clients, my career, my work, the specific products I was selling in my business, every single thing. I did an 80-20 analysis. I broke down what was giving me the most happiness and what was really, really affecting me. And based on that, I kind of put together a plan of the core things that were in the red zone, in the real, like, if you don't do this, and where I always ask myself this question. Do you, I always ask myself whenever I make big life changes, where do I want to be in 10 years time and see myself in 10 years time? And then ask myself now, okay, am I on the path right now to achieve that? And if I'm not, I have to shift. And the beauty of being a human is that in any moment, we can make a decision to make life change. It's the subconscious programming which chucks us back into the deep end. Because obviously 95% of our thoughts are subconscious, 5% are conscious. So it's that programming. And I guess we'll talk about that in the next question that you've touched on about daily routines. That was a massive, massive learning for me, doing the 80-20 analysis of everything. And then I actually got back on the plane. The moment I stepped off the plane, I actually ended a relationship, which was really hard, but it wasn't right for either of us. I booked in a meeting with all my clients the next day and told every single one of them that I was no longer going to have meetings with them, because I've been having monthly meetings with them and it was actually draining me, because I find my energy in systemizing and helping support people through their business, not by consulting. And a lot of my clients are coaches and consultants anyway. It's not like they were going to listen to me anyway, right? I'm a 28-year-old girl. And then I also told them that I was only going to do execute one thing every 90 days for them and start with the one thing that made the biggest results. And the reason I said that is because you can't really do anything really, really well unless it's been tested and tested for at least 90 days. You get that working solid and then you move on to the next thing. And then it's a flow on effect of what builds.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, brilliant. There's a couple of things in there that I want to pick on, just touch on, and then we'll certainly move to the, you know, the daily routines. But one of the things that you said, and I think it's very empowering, and so often we don't recognize this, and you said we take full control of the situation that we are in, because so often we look at, you know, the external, this person, that system, that's why it didn't work. But then immediately, if we then take on board, you know, that it is our responsibility, and as leaders in our business, the buck stops with us, even staff that are underperforming. There is a reason why they're underperforming. And the beautiful thing about it is we realize that we can control the situation, you know, do something better. Maybe we have to let go of that staff member, whatever it is. The minute we start playing victim is the minute that, you know, the things will really crumble. So that's a great lesson. Take full responsibility, which is great, because then you can also change whatever's going on for you. You've got the ability to do that. This segues beautifully into the power of daily routines, realizing that we can control our day through controlling what we allow into our day and how we start our day and some of the routines. Share with us, what are some of your important routines?
Oh, I've got quite a lot. If you go and have a look at my Instagram, I've got a post on there. I'm literally sitting down. It was a Sunday morning and I was sitting on a day bed in Bali, because I do that on a Sunday. Yeah. I take the whole day out in the day bed and I just brain dump on my week and like personal, professional. And then I'll also do a brain dump and then a plan moving forward for the week and the next month ahead. On my Instagram, there's a full in-depth, process of my daily routines. I'll take you through some of them now, because this was a big one, especially for maximizing my time, because I mean, we're all business owners. We're never done.
Yeah.
There's always more to do, right? Mm-hmm. And I found myself way too stuck in the day to day of actually building things and then tweaking things and then building new things and tweaking things and then not actually doing anything for me.
Yes.
And in turn, actually, it not having as much of a positive effect on the business or on my clients, because if I was able to then sit in my flow state and do that, do this one thing for 2 hours a day, do this one thing for 2 hours a day, and do this one thing for 2 hours a day, exponentially, my results in my life, my personal life, my happiness, my business, my clients' results exponentially skyrocketed. And it's because everything was in flow and everything was in focus. So how do I do that? It takes me quite a while to get into my deep flow state. So I get up every morning about 5:30. I have a journal of intentions of about 5 pages of what I read, and I'll actually intentionalize those. So there's one page in particular that I visualize already having those things in my life, whether it's a business, a relationship, whatever it is I want at that time. I then go into a 20-minute meditation. And then after I've done my meditation, I'll do gratitude. So I'll do 5 to 10 minutes of gratitude, just everything that I'm grateful for the day. And then my personal yoga teacher actually comes to my house, and we do yoga right here.
that's a tough spot to have to do yoga. I mean, come on now, Lucy.
I know, right? And then I actually head down to the beach and I go for a swim. And the reason I do that is, first off, the ocean grounds me massively. It puts things into perspective. There's also waves in there, and I usually get smashed. Every single morning I'll get smashed. And it's just a reminder that if I continue to keep trying to fight against nature, I'm going to get smashed. I just have to go with the flow. And then I'll podcast, have a coffee, and then I'll sit down and I'll start my day. And by that time, it's usually, to be honest, I've probably given myself 2.5 hours to do that. And that's my time. But what that allows me to do is I'll then start working at, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, because that's when people need me. But I've already had my time. So if there's any issues, if I've got to put out fires, if I've got to, deal with any issues with my staff, I'll immediately be able to deal with those. And rather than being reactive, I'm proactive, because my mind allows me to go back into the third person. It's not, oh, no, you did this, or, oh, I did this. It's, okay, cool. So that's obviously the situation, and this is how we deal with that. And by allowing myself that time in the morning, instead of just, you know, getting up and snoozing and then just jumping out of bed and having to jump on a client call or a meeting, it allows me that time and that space to actually nurture myself, and in turn, I'm a lot more proactive throughout the day.
Yeah. How long did it take you to identify that and get that into, you know, practice? Was it trial and error?
Good question. Good. That's a really good question. To be honest, this journey has probably only been an 18-month journey for me. So I'd say that I actually woke up as such, like really realized that I was in control, that I am not just, you know, the director, but I am the actor, the producer, you know, the makeup artist of my own life. I only really realized that about 18 months ago, and that's when everything started to shift. Because I've only lived in Bali for 4 months. If you had told me 18 months ago that I'd be living in Bali, that my business would have grown, you know, 10 times in the last 18 months, that I would have been sitting in the space and being able to have a lot more freedom and be able to help impact even more people and sit in alignment with my purpose and be able to shine light on people that are really, really making big change in the world. Because I was still kind of working with people that just were kind of doing it a lot for money. 18 months ago, I would have said, oh, whatever, that's the dream.
Yes.
I can't do that. That's not for me in this lifetime, because that is not possible.
Yes.
So in terms of the daily routines, I started them about 18 months ago, and I started with one. So I made an agreement to myself that every month I was going to keep an agreement, keep an agreement to myself. And I actually started by having an accountability buddy. So my first agreement was that I was going to spend 10 minutes a day reading a nonfiction book. And I did that for a month, and I had an accountability buddy, and she also had a agreement as well. And we'd contact each other every day. Did you do it? Yes, 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 yes. And if we didn't, we'd have to do a little punishment, but it would be like a productive one, like push-ups or something. And then every month I actually continued to keep stacking them and keep stacking them and keep stacking them. At one point I had about 15, and my daily routines were getting to about 5 hours. So 3 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night. That's calmed down a lot. That's calmed down a lot. And I still have evening routines, but they're a little bit more nurturing.
Yeah. And I think what you're doing is you're trialing some things. And then again, the 80-20, or getting towards that stage, what of those activities are really important? You know, and I bet you really notice when you don't do them, or some of them, and you just dive in. Because I know what it's like when you're kind of that mechanic person who loves to see flowchart. You see things in flowcharts and how things impact. Once you get into that, but you haven't allowed yourself to get into that and nurtured yourself at that beginning, you can go all over the place, and it drains your energy, doesn't it?
Oh, it's unreal. Like even yesterday, for example, I had a meeting at 7 a.m. because I'm working with the States and I'm 12 hours behind, and I'm working with clients all over the world, right? So had a meeting at 7 a.m. and I didn't have the best sleep, right? So I did majority of my routines and I didn't do any exercise. And then I found myself, I didn't finish work until quite a bit later than I usually would have. And the tasks I did were probably 2.5 hour tasks if I was in flow state, but it took me 8.5 hours. Massively affects productivity. If you're, you know, for me, it does anyway, you know, that's me. I know a lot of people are very, very, very different, but that's something that works for me.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of business owners, they don't realize yet what flow state really means. That is when you are at your best, doing your best, and things that would take other people hours and hours, if not days, because you are really doing what you are designed to do, it's a lot easier for you. And so often we look for the hard things. If it's not hard, then it mustn't be right. But it's kind of like, no, because everything is lining up and you're doing what you're meant to do. Stop doing that. Stop doing your bookkeeping if you hate figures. Stop doing your back-end marketing stuff. Get Stop. Lucy to do that because that's her zone of genius and go out and do what you do best. And I think so 100%. Many of us, you know, we do struggle along with it. So share a little bit more about the work you do. We've spoken a little bit, hinted, but this is so valuable for many people and something so many people think that they need to learn, whereas you, in your zone of genius, do that. So share a little bit about some of the work that you do.
Yeah, so, just one more thing touching on that flow state. That was an interesting thing for me either because I thought I knew what it was and then I'd find myself in these environments where I'd be doing these tasks and they were so easy for me and then someone would say, oh my goodness, I can't believe you know how to do that. And I was like, that takes me so long. And I was like, what do you mean that takes me 2 hours? And they're like, oh my God, that took me 6 months to set up. And it's funny that I'll touch on that, after this, but I found flow state is actually when you completely lose track of time.
Yeah.
You find yourself completely immersed in what you're doing. You completely lose track of time and you take a step backwards and go, wow, I did that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
Sorry. So yeah, what do I do in my business? So what we do is, as I mentioned before, I figured out what the 80-20 for my coaches and consultants were. And that was actually a webinar funnel. So, majority of clients know that they need to set up, that they need, majority of coaches and consultants that come to me, they think they need a website, they need all these different lead boxes, they you know, opt-in boxes, messenger bots that they need, you know, lead gen magnets, Facebook traffic, LinkedIn traffic, YouTube traffic. They think they need all these things. And to be honest, because they think they need all of it, stops them from doing any of it. And based on that, that's not true. Yeah. I've been able to go and do the 80-20, figure out actually, you know, this one thing, which takes a little bit of time to set up. Once you've got it set up, it will continue to run forever and continue to bring in consistent clients, especially majority of my clients. What I specialize in is working, clients that work with people one-on-one or one-to-many. I like to transition my clients into one-to-many because otherwise they're just stuck in the day-to-day working with similar people telling them the same things. They're having results, but they can do that in a much bigger scale. And then also that allows them to sit more in their genius and create content and help people even more. So what my team does is we plug in everything. So if for example, you're a coaching business, you have no marketing at all. You don't even have an email marketing system. You come to us, we'll set up your funnel, we'll set up all your email automation. We even build your webinar for you. So we will sit down with you. Simple as fill in 4 questionnaires and then we have a 2-hour meeting with you. We'll get all of your copy done for your webinar. We build out over 25 emails for you. We do all of your design for your webinar slides. We've got a best practice webinar system. We set up your sales process on the back. So we'll actually set up your scheduling off the back and then also the session that you have after that because we've got a proven process. And then I also work very closely with one of the with a very, very successful Facebook marketing agent who actually started her business similar to why I did, because she was working in the fitness industry. She was really frustrated that they were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on Facebook advertising. It was working for them, but it was a lot of buy. And she is very, very she's very, very set on her values are justice and integrity, and being in an industry of marketing where, to be honest, there's quite a few things out there, you know, that you'll see ads that it's like, do you want to quit your day job and become a consultant? All you need to do is buy this course. And yeah, like those people will make money, but I also see those people after a year or 2 years of frustrated, scraping everything off the surface and being buy. Then now at a point where they're like, wow, like, our traffic's tripled, you know, the cost of our return on investment from our traffic has tripled, and we've got an email list of 20 or 30,000 people, but they don't want to hear from us. And it's because they haven't delivered them value. That's what we do in the business. We align literally from the traffic source all the way to the sale. And then they come into your process from there. So majority of companies, they offer their specialists in one thing, like the Facebook or the funnel or the sales process, you know, and then they have to get the design components and all those things. But what we do is, because I've worked in this industry for so long, and I actually built these businesses that I was building, that I was scaling up in New Zealand and Australia, which are tiny markets. I had to figure out every single core component. And because of that, I've tested all the things over the last 8 years, figured out what's working. And then now I can massively help the coaches and consultants do that for a much, much, much more reasonable price than you'd ever even think. And that's because I realized this wasn't about me anymore. I realized all of my clients were having such incredible results with their clients, and that wasn't just changing their clients' lives. It was having a flow-on effect to their families. It was having a flow-on effect to their friends. It was having a flow-on effect to their communities. And a lot of these businesses and a lot of these people were either starting businesses that were actually a lot more sustainable and conscious enterprise, or the businesses itself were flipping more into a heart space of, you know, yeah, they might be a mechanic or something like that, right? But they help promote within with, you know, their team, and they give them the tools to better themselves, to better their lives, to help their families. They then give them, you know, the tools to maybe even partner in part of the businesses, and just the flow on effects that, that I'm able to have through my marketing systems, because I'm not a coach. I implement a lot of what my coaches tell me. And that's crazy important to me. And that's also why I'm so passionate about this, because I've been able to have such massive life changes based on incredible mentorship. But yeah, GSD really is, it's the butterfly effect to change.
Yeah, love that. And what's the best way for people to reach out and connect with you and find out more?
Cool. So you can connect with me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Lucy_Prebble. That's P-R-E-B-B-L-E. And I put heaps of stuff up through there. And also, if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about the business, you want to lock in a call with me, all you need to do is go to gsd-enterprises.com. That's gsd-enterprises.com. And everything's on there for you. There's quite a few videos on there to take you a little bit little bit more through about what we do and what my team do and how we can help you.
Yeah, fantastic.
There's also heaps of free resources on there as well if you're not ready to buy anything. Oh, I also have a Facebook group. It's called Marketing for Business Coaches. I literally just put up free awesome stuff on there. And I use it as a platform to actually help a lot of people, because a lot of coaches aren't at the point where they actually need me yet.
But,
and they can tap into their resources, and there's heaps of resources in there that you can use.
Yeah, fabulous. So we'll put all of those links on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES266. And of course, what we'll do is we've got, this is of course the Facebook Live, Lucy. So maybe in the comments section, you can put a link to your Facebook group so that people can then click across, and even to your website as well. So people who are watching this Facebook Live can go and absorb all of these wonderful resources that you continue to share. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I have loved watching your backdrop as well. And there's been people walking past. I tell you, it's so important to be mindful of our internal environment, which is, we know, as our mindset, what are we telling ourselves, but also your external environment, because they impact one another. And I think everything that you've spoken about today is so important as we want to impact the world with our message. So thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Just one quick thing. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie, for doing what you're doing and shining light on the people that, you know, they're the real change makers. They're the ones that are preserving this earth for our next generation of children. I think that's so, so, so important at the moment. We're in a big universal shift, and if we can all just get on board and unify, and what you're doing to unify us is absolutely incredible. And I really appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, my pleasure. And thanks once again for coming on the show.
You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including our no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.